Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there. Thank you for listening to Metaphysical Hors d'oeuvres. I'm your host, Ellen Hartwell. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening. You know I always do a little bit of a rant before we start the show. And guess what? My rant today is you need to know how fabulous you are. You need to know how powerful you are. You need to know that you have a great deal to offer. And if you don't think so, dig deep, find it. But you do. So don't let people treat you badly, speak to you improperly. Be you, because you are wonderful. Please know that. We need people on this crazy planet of ours right now who know that they're powerful, wonderful, and able to speak their mind in a way that is not going to start a riot, but is, no, this is my truth. This is what I believe. Now, I'm ever-changing. I'm evolving. But today, this is what I believe. Stand up on your hind legs and be you. Be poised. Be calm. Be powerful. Without further ado, it is my pleasure and my privilege to introduce you to my dear friend and co-host, John Morin. How are you today?
I am terrific. I love that. I love what you just said. You know, own your space. Reclaim your time. You're fabulous. But yeah, it's Tuesday. I'm here on the show. I love the topic this week. And so, yeah, onward we go.
Let's go. Let's go, people. So, yes, John, today's topic is be willing. Well, yeah, of course I'm willing. Take a look at that. Because when we're treating, praying, affirming, we say, oh, I am a person who has that wonderful job. I'm so grateful for the job I have, and I'm a person who has that wonderful job or something even better. Thank you. Perfect manifestation. Affirmation. And it'll bring on a manifestation in perfect time and perfect form. But are you willing? Because I know myself and I know others who, yes, I'm a person who this, and then that comes to them in their perfect form, and they're not willing to make the change. They're not willing to embrace that manifestation, that unseen becoming seen. They're not willing to embrace it. Why? Because maybe they feel they're not ready, or maybe it's a little scary, or maybe it's a little confusing, or maybe, oh my God, I don't know if I can do that job after all, etc. I don't know if I'm ready to be in a partnership. I don't know if I'm ready to take that trip or make that move or make that change. Well, I have news. You are ready, or it wouldn't be coming toward you, or it wouldn't have manifested. You're ready, but being willing to participate in what you co-create is very important. So many times things slip right out of our fingers because we weren't willing to make the time. We weren't willing to have that conversation. We weren't willing to embrace something that is, yeah, new and different and a little scary. It's a little scary. I know when I moved from Florida to South Carolina, I really wanted to do that, and I manifested this beautiful place, as you've heard me say 8,976 times, and I love it here, and it's beautiful, and yada, 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 sense of community, etc. But I was scared. A big change for me. I'd been in Florida for a long time, and coming to South Carolina was a whole different world for me, a giant change. Was I scared? Sure. A little nervous anyway and slightly scared, but I was ready because the manifestation came. Therefore, I am ready, and I have to embrace that. I could have said, forget it, not doing it, too much of a big change, not doing it, forget it. And I have that right. I have that right to say, no, I'm not doing that. But if I'm willing to participate in what I co-create, I will embrace it, and I will trust that it came to me in its perfect time and in its perfect form, and I'll embrace it. Now, let's say I had done that, and okay, I'm willing, and I did it, and I hated it here. Couldn't stand it. Okay. That's all right, too, because if I really hated it, which I don't, and if I really couldn't stand the people, which is not true, to say, you know what, I'm so glad that I manifested that. I've learned a lot, but you know what, I really feel I need to be in Alaska. God forbid, I hate the cold. But I get to say, okay, I did it, I embraced it, I was willing, and you know what, it didn't quite turn out the way I thought it would or the way I wanted it to or whatever. Okay, I get to change that too. You have the agency to change whatever you want to change. You get that great job, and you know what, it's all wonderful, but you're bored. Or your coworkers are not like-minded, or you feel that, uh-oh, this is dead end. I don't see trajectory here. Okay, thank you, God, Spirit, Universe, that I got this job. I'm so grateful. And I am now ready for my next step. I'm ready for a different job, maybe even a different career. Who knows, but I'm ready to make the change, and I am willing to make that change. We cannot move forward if we're not willing to change. It's easy to stay in our own rut, in our own routine, and this is what I do. And all that is fine, as long as we're expanding. And if we're expanding, which we are, I guarantee you that you're going to have to make some changes. You might have to let go of some things that you really like to have even better. You may have to let go of some thought patterns. You may have to let go of some people. You may have to let go of a location, a job, whatever, to embrace that next manifestation. And we need to be willing to make those changes, be willing to embrace what might make us a little nervous, might be a little intimidating, but being willing to do it expands us again. And then be willing for the next thing, and that expands you again. And as you expand, you are, by the law of all that's holy, getting to the next vibration. And we all know, thank you, John Warren, the higher that vibration, the quicker the manifestation. So, for instance, say you're in a job and it's not going so well. Maybe your company is really hit with this inflation or whatever's going on in the economy, and you can see the handwriting on the wall there. And so you can stay with that company and hope to God it turns out all right and affirm that it does, which is fine. Or you can say, you know, what else could I do? I'm really good at this, and I'm pretty good at that, and gosh, my organizational skills are superior, whatever. Look around for what your skill set fits. What are you good at? Maybe you could work over there. Check it out. Apply. Send your resume, whatever. It doesn't mean you're necessarily going to take that job. It means you are willing to expand and change a little to get a more secure situation. The opposite is also true. Maybe I don't want to be secure in my 9-to-5 cubicle. Maybe I want to take a few risks, start my own business, what have you, what have you. Be willing to embrace that. Biggest thing, the most important thing about being willing is when an idea comes to you, jot it down, record it, text it to yourself, I don't care. But don't disregard ideas, because maybe today that idea sounds insane. Okay, jot it down. Don't forget it, what have you, because the idea is the germ of something that you will at some point in your life miss. I promise you that. Don't disregard ideas. Be willing to embrace ideas. Be willing to let them grow within you. Be willing to let them be kaleidoscopic and change and morph and, oh, wow, that means this. I didn't get that then, but now I know what that idea was. It was bugging me. And if you're a creative person, as in you draw, you write, you paint, whatever it is, then those ideas, you know, they come to you and you kind of, yeah, I'm working on this over here. So I just forget that. No. Don't forget it, because it'll fit into something that you do down the road. Be willing to accept that you are intelligent, you are creative, you are good at what you do, and that you have more in your toolbox than you think you do. Be willing to embrace all of you, all of your gifts, all of your talents. And maybe some of your gifts and talents are just going to be wonderful hobbies. And maybe some of them will turn into your own business. And maybe some of them will be the best idea we've had since paperclips. We don't know. We don't know. But we need to be willing to look at all of it. Take time. Take 5 minutes every day to say, okay, idea factory within me. What's you cooking? Good looking. And get a drift of what's been going on within you when you were too busy to give it much thought. Being willing to participate in what we co-create means that we are ever evolving, ever moving forward, but we are doing it consciously because we are always evolving or always moving forward. We're not static. But if we're aware of that and we're willing to take a few minutes every day to look at that, we'll find that we are moving forward in a conscious way, and we can say, you know what? I think that someday, doesn't have to be today, someday I am going to do that, and it starts to grow in you. And then you start making plans to manifest that, whatever you have to do to manifest that. And maybe you pick up something that you haven't picked up in 20 years, a book you started writing, a play, a movie, whatever, and you go, you know what, that's a good idea. Dang it, that's a good idea. And you start fleshing it out. Or maybe, you know, I've always wanted to be a healthcare practitioner, and I've been this great administrator over here in this big mucky muck company, but I really want to get into the healthcare industry. Well, where am I going to start? Well, let's see. I could take some night classes. I could do this and that and become a social worker, a nurse, a physician's assistant, a doctor, a neurosurgeon, an EMT. Let your mind wander, and then it'll settle. It'll settle, and then you start making plans toward that goal, even if they have to be quite long-term plans, goals, where, yeah, it's not happening this year, maybe next year or the year after, but I'm going to take baby steps toward that goal because that one doesn't leave me alone. That one keeps coming back up. Be conscious of what keeps coming back up. Be conscious of where you find yourself daydreaming. We all daydream. So you're doing the dishes or you're fixing your car or whatever you're doing, and little daydreams come up. And you see yourself on a beach somewhere and listening to the ocean come in. Well, what does that mean? It means, great, I'm relaxing in this beautiful spot. Maybe I need to plan a dang vacation. Or maybe I want to get into something that has to do with the waterways. Or maybe I want to look at marine biology. Or maybe I want to start snapping some pictures of the ocean. I don't know if I'm a good photographer, but there's one way to find out. And that's to be willing to embrace the idea and give it a try. It doesn't mean that you're going to be the next best photographer, but it could mean that. You don't know that. J.K. Rowling's sitting in a little restaurant, so broke she couldn't pay attention, jotted down an idea on a napkin. We all know the Harry Potter series, don't we? A little idea came to her, and she fleshed it out, and she didn't quit, and she worked at it, and she didn't quit, and she worked at it, and she didn't quit because she was willing to participate in what she was co-creating. Now, I don't know about you. I'm probably not the next J.K. Rowling, but what I am is a spirit having a human experience, co-creating my reality with as much joy as I can muster and with as much God confidence as I can muster. And I pay attention to ideas that come to me. I am willing to embrace what I've manifested. I'm also willing to say no. I'm going to move on from that, but thank you. I'm willing to take a look at what's going on within me right now, what's important, what daydreams come up. If I could do anything, if I had a magic wand to wave, what would I co-create? Well, you know what? I would co-create fill in the blank. Okay, well then go do that. Don't be afraid of it. Let it morph. Let it take its perfect form. Let it arrive in its perfect time. But don't give up on these things because they're all a part of that tremendous power, the authentic self, always connecting with the God of your understanding and co-creating something wonderful for yourself. Don't let go of that thought. Don't let go of your daydreams. Don't be afraid to embrace what you're pulling out of the unseen into the seen. Be powerful co-creators. Embrace it. Be willing to embrace what you're bringing in. This is Metaphysical Hors d'Oeuvres, and I'm your host, Ellen Hartwell. We'd love to hear from you. Go to our website, ellenhartwell.com. We'd love to hear from you. Next week's show is Be Unwilling. Huh? Yeah.
Mm.
Be unwilling. So, but for now, be willing. And, John, let her rip, Tater Chip. I'm going to you.
I knew you were going to say that. What a great topic. What a great topic once again, Ellen, just because, I mean, it's a little weird because you know, and I'm not going to share too much. I don't want to do details of my personal life, but you're working on things. I'm working on things. I hope, and I say this to everybody, but, you know, make sure you're like, there's something you are excited about manifesting happening in your life right now. And and the reason why I say that is because we're always sort of – that's what we're doing anyway. And if you don't have a plumb line, something you're focused on, and it can be big or small, doesn't matter. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. It can be a garden in your backyard or, you know, a trip to Iceland or, you know, I mean a move to Iceland even or whatever it is, something big, something small, you know. You know, like I said, a garden in your yard or – a new husband, a new wife, that's pulling you forward, that's centering you so that your life is, you have a plumb line in your life. And why this is interesting to me, this topic, because it just keeps being week after week. And maybe it's because I'm working on stuff. I don't want to say working. And I'm engaged in my own manifestation. That's really what it is in being engaged in it, because this is what, here's a little top secret inside baseball of law of attraction and manifestation. You're doing it anyway. Like you're doing it anyway. I always like hilarious when the, like, if you go to a yoga class or like, they're like, don't forget to breathe. It's like, well, I haven't yet. It's been decades. And so that seems like something to say, but it's kind of like that. What they mean by that is like, relax. Relax into the moment. And I was going to say, you know, I want to say to people sometimes is don't forget you're manifesting, meaning where you are right now, how you're acting, how you're behaving, what's happening, what you're thinking, what you believe is actually going to happen either quickly or slowly, sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly, is going to come back to you. And so be conscious of it. Like, just be aware of it. I mean, this whole thing is probably at the end of the day, just be aware of what you're doing anyway. And since you're doing it anyway, why not make it great? Or why not make it something you want? And why not look at the stuff that maybe you might not want to look at, that's stopping the good stuff? And that's where be willing really, to me, really comes in. And I'm working on a couple of things. And throughout this process, which has taken, it's been a good process. I mean, these two big things that I am working on has been a good process. But along the way, I've had to be willing, and I'm going to dovetail a few of this together, to really allow being open at the top to mean something new to me, meaning, and I have used this example before because my other job is in the industry, we're in the town where I live, which is Los Angeles, I'm one of the industries, it is the movie business. And so would you live in a town like this? A lot of people over the years come, I'm from Southern California, so I've seen this my whole life, come with certain things in their mind about what they, who they want to be, and or they'll go to New York and do the same thing. They want to be famous actors or whatever, and along the way, they discover things about themselves. Some of them do become actors and work, that's exactly right, and others go, oh, yeah, I didn't really want to do that. And others don't, like, keep telling themselves things that, and then, you know, their life goes by. But they, you know, then at the end of the day, they wanted to be people who thought they wanted to be something else. That's actually what they wanted. But get the information from your desires and go, oh, yeah, okay. That was about something else. And some of it's good, by the way. Like, I really love storytelling. I love the movies. I love this. You end up being a screenwriter, or you end up teaching, you know, movie, whatever it is. And the same thing goes with doctors and everything else. And if it keeps coming up and it keeps juicing you and it keeps making you feel alive and it hasn't quite manifested yet, look at the thing that might be in the way of it manifesting. And if it still hasn't manifested yet, then, you know, again, just keep going. Keep doing it. Be willing to keep going. As long as you are willing to take in the information that you are getting along the way as well. And I hope that makes sense. Because you see, I see it in relationships. I'm talking about myself. Listen closely when I say, ladies and gentlemen, I am talking about myself. Because I can look back on things that I have worked on slash manifested in my life, both consciously and unconsciously, and I can look at things that I have been willing to, that I have tried to manifest both consciously and unconsciously, and they either went south or never happened or all sorts of other things. And I can tell the difference between the areas where I was willing to get the information. Oh, that was childhood. That was some leftover childhood stuff that I needed to work through. And I, you know, we are not psychologists. We're not here to do therapy. But I do not know. Even the happiest families, people come into their adult life with information that may be wrong about who they are and how it's working. And we just stress it. We look at it. But maybe it's painful and maybe it's not. Well, the one I'm thinking of right now with me in particular, it wasn't that painful. It was like, oh, you know what? I had a period of depression. Every time I think about that, that's actually an escape hatch. That manifestation that I have thought that I've been working on for a while is actually me feeling like I'm never going to be depressed again. And honestly, I don't think I'm ever going to be depressed again. I'll be sad and melancholy and all sorts of other things. But like, oh, that's an expression of escape. I do not feel the strong desire to escape myself anymore or my experience. So let's let that one fade away. Let's let it sort of drift out to sea and visit Catalina, be in somewhere else, and go away. And that's sort of what's happened on a few things. And be willing and aware of what's happening, because, and I'll say this, willing is such a big, giant, wonderful word for us as metaphysicians. Be willing to know what you know that you know what you know, and be willing to make adjustments, and also be willing to address whatever fear you have about committing until it's done. And when Ellen just talked about J.K. Rowling, I don't really know that story that well. I mean, I know that she lived in Portugal for a while, and it was a notebound, you know, whatever. And it's like, I know some stuff. And it became, she's like one of the, she's richer than the king now. She's richer than the royal family, which is, you know, because she had this idea and kept going, and it kept pulling her forward. And if your idea continues to pull you forward, allow it, keep doing it. If you're not getting, and you can tell by your fruits, and really is, Abraham Hicks is big on this, and I agree with it, is you can tell, and the more I practice, the more I agree with it, you can tell by your gut. You can tell by how you're feeling. And if it's excited, and if you can't quite, and do not immediately do this, go, oh my God, I felt bad today. It's like, give it a little time, a few weeks, a month, or whatever it takes, to go, oh, that always makes me feel worse, not better. I think I want that, but every time I work toward it, I feel worse, not better. Or I feel excited in a bad way, in an anxious way, not in a what is going on way, this roller coaster is so much fun way. I feel bad in a, like, I want to hide and bite my nails in the corner way. And pay attention to that information as you get it. Because, you know, we're here to wake up. That's it. I mean, I really do believe, and I mean this sincerely. I the older I get, the more I'm aware of the fact that we are here to wake up. And the point of manifesting things in our life and be willing to take in the manifestation, be willing to take in the information and the commitment. Because don't quit if it's the right thing. Do not quit. But the real reason we do it, the real reason J.K. Rowling manifested and kept doing, kept writing, kept putting the stories down, kept sitting in a cafe or, you know, apparently in a bookstore in Porto, Portugal is what I've read, and wherever she was in London or whatever, and eating crackers, is because, not because of Harry Potter, though. Harry Potter's been an amazing manifestation. Let us be, you know, whether you like it or not, it's not really my cup of tea, but like, it employs a lot of people. It has added to the wealth. It has gotten kids. There's all sorts of things that it has done over the last 20 years or so. But she did it to become the person who had done it, not necessarily Harry Potter. She did it to become the person who had done it. You do not manifest to become a millionaire or a billionaire because you, at the end of the day, because millionaires and billion, having $1 million or $1 billion is a good thing. It may or may not be a good thing. You do it. We work on these things to become the person who has the consciousness of it. That's what your real goal is. And be willing to be open to that and all the information that it adds up to. I also want to just jump in on here before I'm all the information that it adds up to. I mean, I don't want to walk away from that. Meaning, become the person you're meant to be and express it. And along the way, and if your avenue, your road, your route to wherever it is you're going, Valhalla, Canterbury, Mecca, whatever it is that is pulling you forward, if your route is I'm manifesting a marriage, then do it, then become it. But you're not and if you're manifesting a marriage because you got information and you will feel secure, and the man has to be a very specific, particular thing, and he has to act in a certain way, and okay, that's possible, but it might not be it. You're manifesting a marriage because you want to be in a situation where you feel secure and you have somebody that has your back and you have a lover and a friend and all that other stuff, then start being that person right now, right at this moment. As you hear my words, start doing it, because that will pull you forward and you'll feel great. But address whatever the information is, because the truth is, and I'm saying complicated things in a very speedy manner, the truth is it will be both of those things. And there's no reason why you shouldn't like go, oh, wait a minute, this is really about like some bad information. Goes for men too, I'm not just talking about women, that I got when I was 7 years old about you have to be married or else you're not valuable, blah, blah, blah. And I don't like this because I'm becoming constipated and controlling and blah, blah, blah. I'm not talking about that. There may well be some of that. I'm saying be willing to manifest through it, as Ellen said. Be willing to manifest through it and see who's on the other side. The best marriages are the best people are the people who are willing to go, oh, this feels great and that doesn't feel great, but let's take the information and let's give it the space and the breathing room. And let us be willing to be open at the top and see where this goes. Find out maybe you really don't want to be an actor. Maybe maybe you don't really want to do this, and let that information sit there. The last thing I want to say really quickly, other than open at the top, and that is she said something, Ellen said something about jot it down, and I think this is really important. As you become, like, as you take whatever it is that's pulling you forward, the thing that animates you, that gets you excited, I want to be married, I want to move to France, I want to do, you know, whatever it is, I want a big house on a hill, that's what I'm working on. Whatever's manifesting and pulling you forward, you will get information along the way. I mean, maybe you're good enough that you can manifest the house immediately. Like, get off the radio right now and, like, manifest the house. For most of us, there's a gap in time. And along the way, you'll get information along the way. Jot it down. Like, so important. I'm so glad Ellen said that, because it has helped me in the process of one of the two big things that I'm working on. And it's like, oh, I just got it. I just got the information that I needed, and I wrote it down. And the reason why I say jot it down, and I think it's really important, when you get the information, because you're open at the top and you're being pulled forward about being beautifully excited about manifesting in your life, the reason is because I've also not jotted it down. And a week later went, oh, my gosh, I had the title for that, and or I had the thing I was missing, and now I've genuinely forgotten it. Jot it down.
and open up your sails. That's really what the metaphor I want is, and I know I have to shut up, is willingness is a sail, and you can drift. But if you're on the ocean and there's a breeze and there's sails open, you know what happens? Open your sail, you go forward. The information comes. The people show up. Open your sail. End of rant.
Wonderful, John. We are out of time. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with Be Unwilling. Let your lives rip, tater chips.